They swirl up hazardous waste, sewage, and farm and industrial chemicals, and they leave behind moldy, unsafe homes and office buildings. Over the last 2 years, floods have cost us billions of dollars of property damage in Iowa, but something much more valuable too, our health. This is the Iowa Environmental Focus. That's the conclusion drawn by UI researchers David Osterberg and Peter Thorne in a new report. When Iowans in cities like Elkader, Colfax, and Palo returned to clean their homes and businesses, they were exposed to those pollutants along with toxic molds, which increased their risk of asthma and other respiratory illnesses. And in poorly ventilated houses, without electricity, people risked carbon monoxide poisoning from gas-powered pressure washers. That was the case in June 2008, when 13 Cedar Rapids workers were treated for carbon monoxide exposure. Iowa's climate is changing. We're seeing more extreme weather that leads to flooding. So let's work together to reduce future damage and protect our health. For more information, visit iowaenvironmentalfocus.org. I'm Jerry Schnorr from the UI Center for Global and Regional Environmental Research. Thank you.